94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And SurfPro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Presents Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
Grace Christian is planning some events for us to enjoy coming up within the next few months. So I'm going to have two people that are in studio with me introduce themselves. Tell me how they're involved with Grace Christian.
My name's Sarah Reeve. I'm a senior here at Grace. And yeah.
Congratulations.
My name is Robin McBride. I'm the principal at Grace.
Fantastic. Must feel good to be a senior.
Definitely. I'm really excited.
Any fun future plans?
I'll be attending Cornerstone University next year for digital media.
Very cool. So real quickly, can you tell me what it is that you like about Grace?
Well, I really love the sense of community at the school. I have made some of the best friends I've ever had in my whole life. And I really love the involvement of Christ and our education and all that. That's very valuable to me.
Well, that was a good segue, because I'm going to throw it to you, Robin, if you don't mind. Can you tell anyone who is unfamiliar with when I say Grace Christian, where that is, what that means? Tell me about the school.
Grace Christian is a small private school in Watervliet on M-140. We're kind of out in the country, so you don't see us in town. So we're just outside of town. We are, like I said, a pre-K through 12 school, approximately just over 100 students.
Okay.
But we are pre-K through 12. And, we are a Christ-centered, but definitely emphasize our academic excellence.
Okay. Who can attend or how can I attend?
How can you attend? Yep. Well, come visit us. We'll take you on a tour. We'll give you an application, and that's how you...
Any restrictions, guidelines, and any...
No, pretty much.
Okay. Well, that kind of segues us right into the next thing that you guys have coming up, I guess, soonest, is an open house. So the easiest way to check out and learn more about Grace Christian is head to the open house, right?
Yeah. The open house is it's twofold, designed for our current students to show off what they've been doing this year, have their parents come in and chat with teachers. But we're asking also for our families to bring new families.
Mm-hmm.
Just to check out, get in our doors and see what Grace Christian has to offer.
Mm-hmm.
And one way we are encouraging that is by offering a free chili dinner that night. So anybody who wants to come gets the free chili dinner, and provided by our faculty and staff.
Also just kind of gives you the opportunity to look around, maybe see what the school is all about if you've ever wondered. Maybe you're wondering where you can send your kids to school. Excuse me. This is happening on March 8th, correct?
Correct.
So we're going to have chili there. What time?
5:30.
But how long will it be open?
Till about 8.
Okay. 5:30 to 8. Make sure that you stop by. What's the address?
325 North M-140 in Watervliet.
Okay, fantastic. So that is, again, on March 8th. Feel free to stop by and participate in that. But the big one that we're going to talk about today, the real reason that you came to join me in studio, is this auction that you have every year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you were here last year, right, Sarah?
Yeah.
Now, do you have the students very involved in setting this up, and how does this work?
Well, students are there. Sometimes kids will come and volunteer for community service and stuff, but a lot of kids just come to hang out and see what's going on and be with people.
So this is the auction that you guys hold every year around springtime. This year falls on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th.
Yes.
Tell me, I guess, how this became a thing, how we first initially started this.
You know, I've been at the school 8 years, and they've been doing the auction forever, it seems. So I really don't know how it all started, but I know it's our major fundraiser of the year. It's important to the livelihood of our school. So
it's very big, and I think what I like best about this auction is that it's very casual. It's come and go, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not like you have to purchase a ticket and then show up and then bid on the auctions. It's more of you're just inviting the general public to come in and see what there is and make their bid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there only a silent auction, or is it live? What else you got going on that day?
There's a live auction, too, and we have some pretty cool things. There's still things that are being added to the list, so this is not the end-all, be-all. But one of the super cool things we have right now is a Cancun vacation.
Oh, dang.
It's five days and four nights at either Laguna Suites Golf or Spa or the Ocean Spa Hotel. So this vacation is for two adults and two children under the age of 12, and this covers everything except your airfare and your food and stuff while you're there.
Okay, very good. Now, that will be something cool to bet on. In addition to that being one of the big ticket items, what other things have you guys working on collecting?
We have, a generator and, a gas hedger, but there's also a really cool thing from Grace Christian. Mm-hmm. Some of the kids in our art class made a multi-canvas painting of the Great Wave, and it is super cool.
Oh yeah, so. That's very unique. Yep. And then there's also, of course, like the items that you'll see probably part of the silent auction from local places in town that have given to the cause, right? Mm-hmm. Now, if anyone's listening and wants to donate an item that can be a part of the auction, what's the easiest way to do so?
Probably the easiest way to do that would be to call our school, and we'll put you through to the people you need to talk to. Mm-hmm. And it's just a matter of bringing it in your item.
So give Grace Christian a call. Mm-hmm. Also, let's talk about the time. So if I'm listening and I want to be a part of this that day, I want to stop by and make my bid on that Cancun trip. When should I stop in? When are you open?
The auction starts at 3:30. That's when we let people start going in.
Okay.
And then there's different areas of the auction that we'll be bidding on silently.
Okay.
They open one section for a while and you bid and then close it down. And then
got it.
So there's different areas you focus on throughout the night.
Now, this actually takes place at Grace, correct?
Yes, right
now. Okay,
in our gym.
So this is, again, March 17th, 3:30. When does the live auction start?
That's usually at the end of the auction. Okay. I would say probably around 5:30-ish, okay. Maybe 6.
Okay, so it's between 5:30 and 6 is when the event typically
correct.
Lasts. It's free to get in, right?
Free to
yes.
get in.
Completely free to attend. What else goes on that day?
Our theme is a circus theme this year,
fun.
Carnival circus kind of theme. So we'll be having that kind of food.
Okay.
I know one of the big things when we go to the Berrien Fair is the beef tips and potatoes.
Yeah.
And I know that our chef is working on putting a meal like that together.
Sold.
And there will also be, you know, your corn dogs and snow cones, things like that. But so there's... You can bring your family out to eat, too,
okay.
while you're at the auction.
So there will be food there. You can have dinner
oh, yeah.
while you're there. Okay,
plenty
very
of food.
Good.
And an area for the kids as well okay. with games and things. Our Bible teacher, Elliot Schwartz, has got his youth group coming, putting on games for the kids. So there will be an area for them to bid, but also a place for them to go.
Perfect. Sarah, are you doing anything for this?
I'll be there to, you know, help out with whatever needs helping out. That's usually what I do, show up and do what they tell me.
Do we need any volunteers or are we pretty well staffed?
We got a pretty good staff, but we can always use volunteers.
Okay. Again, probably just call Grace and mm-hmm. let them know. All right. And then I'm going to do a recap. But before we do a recap, something to look forward to in May, May 12th, you guys are putting on a 5K.
Yeah, it's our first 5K, and we're very excited about it. It's going to be a 5K barbecue bluegrass concert
fun.
Kind of thing. So all these things are going to be going on. So we're excited about that.
Oh, where are we going to kick off the run at? Probably
it's going to be right at the school.
Okay.
Right around the school. It'll be in the country.
So mark this down on your calendar and then you'll have to come back and tell us more details as you continue to coordinate. But that's going to be May 12th. The weather should be beautiful then. Knock on wood. Cross your fingers. That's just the easiest way to give back is just go and exercise, right? And then so the proceeds from what we just talked about, the auction and the 5K that will be coming up later in May, where did those go back to? What kind of things do you do with those?
Oh, there's a lot of talk about right now we need a new stage. We have to set up and tear down our stage because we don't have an auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
So we need a portable stage, and that's one place. We're talking about putting some of it towards scholarship fund
mm-hmm.
Because we have a lot of kids who need help and assistance with their tuition. Those are a couple of the big things mm-hmm. that we're looking at right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's just do a general recap, and I'm going to do this off of memory. We have March 8th. Open house.
Yes.
What time?
5:30.
And the best part about that is you can get dinner for free.
Chili.
Get some chili dinner for free. Check
yes.
out what Grace Christian is all about. That's coming up real soon. March 8th starts at 5:30, goes until about 8 at night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And anyone's welcome to that.
Anyone.
Okay. And then the big one that you guys are getting excited for, that you're prepping for, is the annual auction. That is happening Saturday, March 17th. I know that there's going to be a St. Patrick's Day parade in Coloma, so you can make a night out of this,
there you
okay?
go. Yeah.
You could go to the auction, win some cool stuff, eat dinner there, and then head over to the Coloma St. Patrick's Day parade because you're right, you know, right
that's
next
right.
to it. So also make sure that you bring the kids because there's going to be games there. There will be dinner, as we said, live and silent auction. And for some reason, it's free. So just mm-hmm. walk right in. What time does that kick off?
Kicks off at 3:30.
3:30. If you want to donate, get a hold of Grace, and they can take items from you or cast donations, I'm sure, right?
There you go.
And then put this down on your calendar. The 5K is going to be on May 12th. Do you have a theme for the 5K yet?
Just barbecue and bluegrass.
Barbecue and bluegrass. Very cool. The theme for the auction, that was circus?
Circus,
right?
Yep.
Going to have circus peanuts there?
You know, it's possible.
That's one thing I remember my grandma always had growing up was circus peanuts, and I thought they were the weirdest candies, but, you know, it's part of the gig,
right? Is
that
those orange ones?
Yes.
Yes, I know.
You gotta eat them quick, otherwise they get stale.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Sarah, I also wanted to just throw it to you. Again, what have you been working on? What has been some of the highlights of your senior year while being at Grace?
Oh, there's a lot. It's all gone by pretty quick, but I played volleyball early in the year, and during the time in between now, I'll be playing softball in a couple weeks, so I'm super excited for that, but a lot of it has just been me being anxious and ready to go to college.
Yeah.
Like,
well, that's what
I'm
being
really
a senior is all about. So why might you encourage anyone that's listening who, I guess, is looking for somewhere to send their students to check out Grace?
Well, at my time at Grace, I've really grown not only, like, spiritually, but academically. I have really thrived, and there's a lot of opportunities for people. If you're somebody who likes to do a little bit of everything, Grace is the perfect place for that. They really try to accommodate with things you like and just try to make it, you know, the best experience for you that they can.
See, there you go. So. And you can check it out as simply as attending one of the events that we just talked about, that open house March 8th, the auction on March 17th, or the 5K that's upcoming later this spring, May 12th. All right, ladies, that's a wrap. Thanks for coming in to tell me about everything.
Thank you.
Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay, brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay from News Talk 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.